Troy Hunt is on the phone. I'm so excited we could track this guy down, as I would imagine you are very busy. But we had a guest on the air about school cybersecurity, and he threw out a term, and it was like pwned. And I said, wait, back up. What are you saying? And he goes, haveibeenpwned.com. And I'm like, what is that about? Troy, I had not heard of that word. You are the creator of that website. Where did that word come from?
Yeah, good question. It's a mistyping of owned, as in O-W-N-E-D, and it's sort of come from gaming culture where someone shoots the other player and they're like, hey, I owned you, pwned you. So a little bit of gaming background.
Okay, all right, cool. And so I went on your website and I just Googled, have I been pwned? Your website came up. I put in my email address and I've been pwned 11 times. Is that unusual?
Well, congratulations. It's unusual insofar as the average person who has been in a data breach before has been in there about twice. But if it makes you feel any better, I think I personally am in there about 27 times now. So you got a way to go yet.
Okay, so Troy Hunt is a Microsoft regional director. He is the founder of Have I Been Pwned? Tell everybody what the purpose of the website is and what we're talking about. Basically, you've been compromised if it comes up 10 or 11 times. Some people on the show, 5, you 27. Explain what your website is all about.
It's like a search engine for data breaches. So when we see an organization get hacked and we see the data get leaked out there, so you're really sort of mainstream, well-known ones are things like Dropbox and LinkedIn. Ashley Madison was really big news in 2015. These data breaches leak a lot of data around the internet. It often gets exchanged in hacking forums or sold on the dark web. And I pretty much just vacuumed it up and put it in this indexable service where you can then go and say, well, have I been pwned? Has my email address been in the data breach? And often, and I suspect it's the case for you as well, people learn about incidents that they never knew of.
Somebody said, I want to know if I've been pwned, but I don't want to give my email address to the website for the fear of actually causing myself to be pwned. Curiosity killed the cat. And a lot of people said that to me. They're like, I don't know. Can I trust it? But you're just giving your email address, and the concern is that your password has been breached, right?
Yeah, and look, I always find it an understandable but sort of funny position when I say, well, you trusted Dropbox and LinkedIn and all these other really, really, really big names. There's over 600 different data breaches in there, many names that people would be familiar with, and we trust them with our data, and here we are. But you're right, it is only an email address. So there's not a lot that can go wrong just with an email address alone.
Another texter said, will you please ask Troy what to do if your email is found in breach? Must you change your email name and notify all your contacts, or can you just change your email account password?
Well, you really don't want to change your email address because that becomes a nightmare. And imagine if you had to do that 11 times over already.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a lot of fun. So if for every data breach that you appear in, it lists what classes of data were compromised. So, for example, was your password compromised? So in a case like that, yeah, you want to change that password anywhere you've used it. If it was something like your home address or your social security number, well, then you want to start thinking about, do I need to consider identity theft protection or things like that, which are probably a good idea at any time at the moment anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. So for me, one of the websites that showed up that I don't remember visiting or using a password for, but maybe it's just a corporation that I didn't recognize and maybe it was one of their entities. But I did recognize e-invite, which I use to invite people through text message to parties and that type of stuff. And I think the issue here, Troy, if I understand it right, is that so many people use the same password, that you might use the password you use for your banking or, you know, something important, and then you go and use it for one of these, you know, e-invite or whatever, you know, TJ Maxx or Marshall's, whatever might have been compromised, and therefore then people have access to your most important assets.
Yeah, password reuse is a really big problem. That's one of the things I really want to tackle with this service, to make people aware that if they're using that same password multiple places, it only takes it being exposed in one location, and it becomes a little bit like the skeleton key to your entire digital life. And look, we've all done it, right? Like, we've all reused passwords. Most people listening to this still do. But this is the very proposition of a password manager, so a dedicated piece of software to help you have a strong, unique password on every account.
And Troy, since you're a Microsoft Regional Director, do they allow you to, you know, be an entrepreneur? And obviously, you're the founder of HaveIBeenPwned.com. So how does that work? They allow you to work independently as well?
Well, I have this fortunate position of that being an honorary title, so I still have my independence. So I get to have a cool-sounding name and go and do my own stuff.
And how do you make money off of that website? Because it didn't cost me anything. So how do you monetize it?
Yeah, well, look, originally there was no monetization at all. And then someone said, hey, you should put a little donate link on there and then people will give you free money. And I thought, well, that sounded good because I do have some overheads. And subsequently, since then, I do have a password manager who sponsors the service because that works very, very well with the product they sell. And a small number of subscribers who pay access larger volumes of data so they can then protect their customers, so things like security companies and identity theft companies.
Everybody's texting. It's trending on our text line. Please spell the word. Have I been pwned is P-W-N-E-D. So it's like owned. Instead of the O, you put a P. There is no O. So haveibeenpwned.com. So what do you suggest? I mean, this is your industry. This is what you do. Should we, you know, get one of those companies that we pay that protects all of our information and protects our identity? Is that really something valuable that we should all be doing?
Look, there's a number of things you can do that some of them are very, very easy and some of them do start to get a little harder. But certainly the first thing about using a digital password manager, make your password strong and unique. It's just the absolute number one best thing you can do with your security. Every time you see an option for something like two-factor authentication, so when you need a username and password and you have to possibly receive an SMS or maybe have one of those little authenticator apps that generates a random number every 60 seconds, that's great too, because if someone gets your username and your password, they can't do anything with it. And the other thing is just to sort of consider how much information you're sharing and with whom. If you sign up to a forum somewhere and they say, hey, what's your date of birth? So we can, I don't know, like send you a nice email on your birthday or something. Don't provide that information if you don't have to, because date of birth is a piece of data that's often used as part of identity verification. So you really don't want to give that away if you don't have to.
Okay. All right. Good advice. Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. And I'm going to go to your website and I'm going to donate because I appreciate what you're offering and it's helping me out. Have a good day, Troy.
It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Troy Hunt, he's the founder of HaveIBeenPwned.com. Go ahead, type in your email address. I believe it will be safe. You're not giving away a password. HaveIBeenPwned.com, P-W-N-E-D. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN. Lisa Dent, WGN.